What a glorious day. Somehow between the 8 o'clock service and our service right now, the sun has made a miraculous appearance. Our choir and our horns and the organ, everything has just been magnificent. So thank you to everyone. The flowers that Jason so beautifully arranges for us every year. Thanks to everyone who's been able to be a part of this. Christ is risen. Thanks, too, to all of you who have been so wonderfully supportive to Scott and me as we have been mourning my dad's death this week. A few people have commented on Dad's bad timing. They usually stop themselves then and say something about how I'm sure there's never a good time to have your father pass, but it must be really hard, especially for a pastor, to be grieving during Holy Week. I have to say that that actually hasn't been my experience. Not only have the tasks of putting together Holy Week worship kept me busy, seeing so many of you multiple times this week has really been a tremendous support. And so thanks to all of you, really, from the depth of my heart and from Scott and from our entire family. Perhaps most profoundly, though, Holy Week allows us to feel raw emotion. Grief and pain and regret and loss and frustration and abandonment, and not understanding. All of these have central place in Holy Week. As I was sitting at my dad's deathbed last week, two things kept rattling through my brain. One is one of my favorite poems in all the world, W.H. Auden's Funeral Blues. For those of you who don't know the poem, what Auden wrote is this. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos. And with a muffled drum, bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come. Let airplanes circle mourning overhead, scribbling in the sky the message, he is dead. Put crepe bows around the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. He was my north, my south, my east, my west, my working week, and my Sunday rest. My noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. And I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out every one. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. For nothing now can come to any good. That was on a loop in my head. The other thing that alternated with it was Johnny Cash's version of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. There's that line in the chorus, so you hear it over and over and over again. Everyone I know goes away in the end. Over and over, that's what was going through my head as I held my dad's hand. But here's the thing. Auden and Cash are wrong. Sure, they write beautiful poetry, but we've come here today to celebrate that they were wrong. What God does in Easter is tell us that love does last forever, that our loved ones don't go away in the end. On Good Friday, we commemorate the fact that human sin and brokenness killed Jesus, extinguished the light of God from this earth, killed God's love incarnate. He was dead. I could imagine Mary Magdalene or Peter or Mary, Jesus' mother, saying that line from Auden's poem, "I thought that love would last forever, and I was wrong." Death has always been the end. It's always been final. By rising from the dead, what God does is tell us that even though God wrote the rules of the universe, even though God is the one who made death final, when human beings killed Jesus Christ, God's love made flesh, God just couldn't abide by that rule any longer. What God tells us in Easter is that love does last forever. Presbyterian pastor Mark Sandlin puts it this way: the Easter story teaches us that where there is love, there are no endings. Death is never final. Hope is never lost. There is always a new way, a new path, a new life. It teaches us that the oppressive systems of this world do not stand a chance against love. It teaches us that you cannot nail love down. We tried that once, and it didn't work. We need to be reminded to not just get caught up in the story that happened back then a long time ago. We need to see that while this is a story from way back then, it's also a story that is possible in every moment of our lives. We need Easter to remind us that the resurrection happens in our lives. Easter should remind us that we are called to lead resurrected lives. You see, Easter is not just about Jesus. It's about us. Easter is not about death. It's about life. Easter is not about the past. It's about the future. It's not just about the story of the resurrection that happened then. It's about the resurrections that are happening now. Ultimately, Easter is about how hope breaks into the world that can seem so overwhelming and depressing. It's about how hope can and will overcome death, and not simply actual death, but also the metaphorical deaths that confront life every day. Friends, we come together today to celebrate the fact that love does last forever, even beyond the grave. That love will never leave us to face our struggles alone. We come together to celebrate that love wins. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.